Do you find yourself constantly mixing up project management plans and project schedule? You are definitely not alone. Many project managers struggle with this, including myself, until I understood what the two differences of these particular tools. But fear not, I'm here to serve. I'm here to assist you on this journey today. In today's episode, we will unpack the project management plan, project schedule, and where the whole goal is to uncover and master these documents for your project success. By the end of this episode, family, trust me, by the end of this episode, you're going to have a new approach, a new take, basically a crystal clear understanding of how project management plans and project schedules work together to streamline your project management process and help you achieve your goals. Do you mind if I share a story with you? Family, I was, the reason why I thought about this, and I've been wanting to do this for a while, and it happened where I was in a meeting and a gentleman was like, yeah, so I'm going to share my project management plan with you. And I was like, man, that probably is going to be a big file. Do you want to just share the schedule with me? He was like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So I stopped and was like, but these are two different things. And but really what got me thinking like that was it was this job opportunity that I wanted was with this nice, it was with this big consulting firm. And I was super excited and I did all this reading, just touching up over my project management information, my documents, you know, basically my artifacts documents, just everything. And I just so happened as I'm riding on my way into the into the interview, I noticed something that really arrested my attention was somebody was talking about project management and project management plans and project management schedules or project schedules. And the guy, they were having this debate. And so I was like, oh, wow, that's interesting because it's been so many times I would say project management plan. Family, do you know the very first question after we got, hey, tell me a little bit about yourself. The very first question that interviewer or that hiring manager fired at me and said, I just have a question for you. What's the difference between a project management plan and a project schedule? And I was like, oh, this is easy. I said, project management plan consists of 10 knowledge areas where your schedule is more driven around milestone, task items, and things of that nature. And it has a start and finish. And he was like, he said, that's interesting. He said, a lot of people that I don't even need to ask you no more questions. I was like, what? I was like, this is the biggest interview of my life and you don't have any more questions. You better find some questions. No, I'll just play a family. No, but seriously, the point he was trying to make was that it was important that if a lot of people, project managers just didn't understand what the difference is and they would tie those two together. And when you hear something over and over, as they say, it becomes the truth. But this is not the truth. This is not how PMI sees it. This is not how some of your exceptional project managers see it. So when people are telling you, hey, let me look at your project management plan, you need to ask the crystal clear. So ask some crystal clear questions. Today, we're going to really, truly unpack this. I'm going to first break down what is the definition between these two artifacts, a project management plan and a project schedule. And then second, we're going to do something unique with my 8-point framework. And I hope, family, you enjoy this today because you could truly use this. And plus, you'll know who you're working with. If you went to a hiring manager, and your turn to ask the question, you say, there's two documents here, a project plan and a project schedule. Could you tell me what the difference is? And if they can't tell you, boy, you in trouble. So let's move on to the actual, what is the difference or the definitions per se. So a project management plan is a comprehensive document that really outlines the project of how the project will be executed, monitored, and controlled. And it contains all of the subsidiary plans. What is a subsidiary plan? A subsidiary plan is like your scope, your cost, your quality, your resource management plan, your communication management plan, your procurement management plan, your stakeholder management plan. It also consists of your three baselines. The three baselines are cost, schedule, as well as cost, schedule, and scope. So these are your three baselines. So this is what a project management plan consists of. Did you hear me talk about anything about schedule? Oh, you didn't hear that? You didn't hear me say project schedule? Okay. So what is a project schedule? A project schedule is a detailed timeline that specifies when a project's task milestones will be completed. My remix on this, family, is basically saying a schedule just gives you a detailed rundown of what the of how long this project is going to take for me to finish based on everything that I have in place. It also includes task start and end dates, dependencies, and resource allocation. Does that sound, does project schedule sound anything like a project management plan? I'll wait. I'll be curious to see what your thoughts is. Leave a comment for me, family. Until I just gave you that different definition, did you always confuse your project schedule with your project management plan, thinking it's just in one? I'd be curious to find out what your thoughts are. All right, let's move into my first point. First point is going to be about purpose. What is the purpose of a project management plan? It really provides a roadmap for the entire project lifecycle, ensuring alignment with organizational goals and project objectives. Now, for a project schedule, it focuses really on time management, meaning it details the sequence and duration of tasks to ensure a timely project completion. Let's move on to point number two. Point number two is really around the components. What do you mean by components, ED? It means that I'm talking about the various management plans and baselines. Now, I told you about the subsidiary plans that's already currently in there and the baselines. So again, I'll tell you again, the subsidiary, you got your scope, you have your cost, you have your resource management plan, you have your communication management plan, your quality, and et cetera. I can go on, but you got the gist. If not, rewind it back in and you'll get it there. But I want to make sure you understand the baseline, because a lot of times we forget about that as part of the project management plan. And those three baselines is cost, schedule, or time, however, you know, sometimes people flip back, but schedule, cost, schedule, and scope. Those are really the major baselines. Now, here is the components of a project schedule. It primarily consists of a Gantt chart or scheduling tools that list the task, duration, start and end dates, and of course, the biggest thing is the dependencies. Now, let's move on to point number three. Point number three, level of detail. Project management plans, is really a high-level document that provides an overview of all aspects of the project still being managed. Now, a project schedule, it details the time. Let's see, look at the time. Boom. Time. Oh, not that time? Okay, I was just hitting that time, but I guess not that time. But it details a specific and provides granular information about each task and activity in the project. Just try to catch you guys up a little bit. All right, let's move on to point number four, development of timeline. Now, what a project management plan does for you is create a duration, or I should say, is created during the project planning phase and is updated as needed throughout the entire project life cycle. Now, a project schedule is developed, watch this, family, after the project management plan is in place based on the defined scope as well as the resource availability. Do you get where I'm going? Why is it important that, family, we do not use that verbiage of saying saying a project management plan is a project schedule, because it's not accurate. And that's why I want to give you the context of why I want you guys to be exceptional when you're in those interviews, when you're talking with other project managers, anything of that nature, because it's going to help you within your career. All right, let's move on to point number five, integration. So the project management plan, it integrates all aspects of the project management, ensuring a cohesive, or I like to say, a collaborative look, and coordinates efforts across all areas. Here's what a project schedule does. A project schedule is one key component of the project management plan, but it's integrated with other elements such as resource management as well as risk management. Let's move on to point number six, the execution and monitoring. Now, with a project management plan, it is the guide. I'll say that it is the guide of the overall execution and monitoring of the project, ensuring all processes and activities are aligned with the plan. Now, project schedule is used to monitor progress against plan timelines, identifying variances, as well as taking corrective action where it is needed. Here's my point number seven. I really like this point here. Documentation. You already know what I'm going to say. Documentation beats conversation. Conversation will never beat documentation in a court of law or a court of you. All right, here we go. Documentation, project management plan. It is a formal documented plan that includes the necessary information for project management. Now, for project schedule, it's a specific document or tool, i.e. like your Gantt chart, that details the timeline and task sequencing. Point number eight. Completion criteria. What the project management plan does for you, it outlines the criteria for when the project completion and acceptance of deliverables. Project schedule, on the other hand, it reflects on the timeline for achieving the project milestones and deliverables leading to the actual closure of the actual project. Here's my bonus for you. I have two bonuses for you today, family. Regulatory and compliance. That's huge. You know, I'm in a compliance world or cybersecurity world. And so for me, those words are very key. So what a project management plan does, it ensures the project compiles with regulatory as well as organizational standards, including any legal or contractual obligation. A project schedule reflects timelines for compliance activities and regulatory review. Here's my last and final bonus, family. Strategic alignment. You have to think about it. What's the vision? What's the strategic approach that we're going to do this? So strategic alignment. What a project management plan does, it ensures the project aligns with the strategic business goals and objectives. What does the schedule do in this case? Well, it aligns with the project management plan to ensure tasks and activities support our overall project goal. Let me give you my three closing remarks, family, and then I'm out. First one. Again, understanding what the difference between a project management plan and what a project schedule is. So there is a difference, as we just discussed today in today's episode, but let's go back to it. A project management plan is a comprehensive plan that outlines the project of how the project will be executed, monitored, and controlled, and it integrates all subsidiary plans and baseline, where a project schedule is a detailed timeline that specifies when project tasks and milestones will be completed. It includes like a task start as well as end dates, dependencies, and resource allocation. Point number two, completion criteria. A project management plan basically outlines the criteria for project completion and acceptance of deliverables, where a project schedule basically, it just reflects on a timeline for achieving these particular project milestones and deliverables leading to a project closure. And here's my last and final point, level of detail. A project management plan is a high-level document that provides an overview of how all aspects of the project will be managed, where a project schedule is detailed and specific, providing granular information about each task and activity in the project. Again, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode about, really, I want you to understand what the difference is between a project management plan and a project schedule. So if you're ever at an interview, if you're ever having conversation with an exceptional project manager, you'll be able to know the lingo or basically the context to use in that particular situation. I really enjoy making today's episode. Until next time, you know my slogan, you know my motto, I'm out.